This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, our militant grammarian, Catherine Schultz. Welcome back.
Thanks. Kyle, I know you're going to like this one.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another nim for you.
Okay, like homonym or synonym, yes. Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about retronyms.
Retronyms are among my favorite words in the world.
I was so surprised a minute ago when you told me you already knew this.
Yes.
And why do you know it? What's the connection?
Because retronym, the word retronym, was coined by someone with an NPR connection.
That's right. Do you remember his name? Frank Mankiewicz.
Frank Mankiewicz,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Used to be president of NPR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay, so what is it?
So it's a word that is now different or than it used to be because of changing times.
Right.
So Phantom of the Opera with Lon Chaney, we now call it a silent movie. But guess what? When it came out, you didn't call something a silent movie because there were no other movies. It was just
right.
Movie.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Exactly. So then you've answered my next question for you is what's the major cause of retronyms?
Changing times and technology.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't mean new technology. Well, and he pointed this out, the silent
right.
film.
Right.
Handwritten.
Handwritten because used to be the only way you could write.
Yeah, and it came into use in the late 1500s.
Because?
About 100 years after the printing press.
Right.
Came to England.
Everything was written.
Yeah.
And then, right, was it printed or handwritten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so here are other retronyms that aren't that new.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me why they were coined.
Okay.
Home movie.
Home movie. Well, because the video camera was invented or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also, and I mean, maybe that's a better explanation of it. I was thinking you used to have to go out for movies.
Right. Right.
But now you can watch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've been intrigued with something for years. I just realized a few years ago, we see a movie in the theater. Mm-hmm. We watch a movie at home.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And I guess that's sort of, you know, this antiquated idea that you would go see a play or see a movie. Yeah. But at home, I watch a movie.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Yeah.
There's not much
difference
between see and watch, I don't think.
No, but it's just sort of with the experience, I guess. Not a technical
just
term.
Just to make a difference,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are some more old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Manual transmission.
Oh, sure. Just now you've got the automatic transmission. So with the development of not having to shift anymore.
It used to just be transmission, right?
Right. And now there are far more automatic transmissions than
right,
manual.
Right.
Yeah.
Manual typewriter.
Oh, electric typewriter.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here's one you'll like, AM radio.
Right. Right. Because it used to be just radio.
Yeah.
And then the FM band is used, and you had to distinguish. That's what happens. These are all about distinguishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, almost all, and one thing I'll note to you is that when I was researching this, I found one page. I got so tired of this page. It had retronyms categorized in maybe 50 categories.
Yeah, I can.
And each category had long lists of things under it. It's incredible how many there are.
Yes.
But, I mean, technology has been around for a while. So.
Exactly.
Black and white film or TV.
Yes. You had film. And then color film.
Yeah.
Kodachrome
comes
along and you have to distinguish.
I guess TV was color when you first were aware of it.
Well, it may have been, but we had a black and white.
You did.
TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a TV, but
right.
a black and white
mm-hmm.
TV. In fact, funny story, first time I ever saw that I remember seeing Wizard of Oz, my brothers had told me, oh, wait till she opens the door in Oz.
Uh-huh.
And I waited and they're like, yeah, okay.
So what?
Yeah. And they had forgotten because they had seen it.
Yeah, they
on
had
the color
seen it in color.
Yeah.
That's good. Broadcast television.
Because of cable.
Yeah.
Right.
And satellite now
right.
and dish
right.
and all
right.
that. This one I love. Corn on the cob.
Oh. Because when the kernels started being cut off and so
it just used to be corn.
Right.
The only way you could get it
right.
was on the cob.
Right.
And then they started canning it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that as a retronym.
No,
but,
I wouldn't have either. Here's one you love. Day baseball. Or night baseball,
right,
I guess.
Right.
Because it all used to be day baseball.
Yeah, and you hear the term day game a lot. They're gonna play a day game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. and why was the change?
Because they invented lights
yeah.
in Cincinnati. Well, they didn't invent lights in Cincinnati, but Cincinnati is the first place they had night baseball.
So they used them. Mm-hmm. And here's another one I hadn't thought of: contiguous United States.
Thank you, Hawaii and Alaska.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, finally, Kyle, I want you to name as many retronyms as you can for the following.
Okay.
Milk.
Skim milk, homogenized milk, goat milk, buttermilk.
Sure. Yeah. Soy milk, all right. That. Yeah. Mail.
Email. Snail mail. Although I don't know if you'd count that as a word, but well, sure.
I would, sure. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Snail mail now refers to the ones that are delivered.
Right. Yeah. And one more.
Email, snail mail, and
voicemail.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, why we ever even started calling voicemail mail, but I guess it was just convenient because we send it.
Because at some point you have to explain to people what this new thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the mail, but it's your voice.
But it's your voice. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mother.
Mother.
Mother. And technology and social change.
Stepmother? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know.
Biological.
Oh, right.
Surrogate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even Petri dish. I don't know. Other things. Restaurant.
Carry out restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Dine-in restaurant. Yes.
Sit down.
Right.
Take
Fast
out.
Fast food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fast food. That's right. Soap.
I don't know.
Bar soap.
Oh, right. Because now you can.
Liquid.
Yeah.
Gel. Body wash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Telephone.
Well, cell phone. To that matter, when I was a youngster, we started having, dial phones.
Sure.
Yeah, because most people were getting push button phones.
Right.
And we
right.
still had a dial phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And cell and wireless.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Do you remember what POTS, POTS stands for? It's probably about 20, well, I don't know. I'm probably wrong on that. Probably about 30 years old. Plain old telephone service.
Oh, I never
It was
know.
A term that came up when all of the different things came up. I commented on a Facebook post recently about whether we remember the day before dial phones.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the commenters even told their old number. The number assigned to your phone, the one you said to the operator
right.
when you wanted to place a call. I grew up in a tiny town, Marianna, Arkansas. My home number was 254.
right.
That's short enough, but the number for the grocery store that my daddy ran was 9.
Can I tell you my two favorite retronyms?
Please.
Acoustic guitar.
Good. Yeah, because, electric.
Right.
Yeah.
World War One.
Oh, yeah. And that
yes.
That was a lot. I would have a long discussion with a linguist or whoever it is who would be interested in this stuff about attaching the numbers. Is that not just, describing things and naming things as a
sure,
I guess that's what retronym it is. But
World War One was maybe the Great War. Or the World War.
Before
so it was
the
called
second one came.
Right.
Oh, that's yeah. true. Of course, it wouldn't be called World
yeah.
War One.
So World War II will always be World War II.
It reminds me, my husband tells me he used to introduce his first wife as his first wife.
Well, we're just going to leave that one right there. Our militant grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.